As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again, clear that throat out for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there is a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? Welcome to the Friday, July the 31st, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. OracleBroadcasting.com, the official homepage of the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Log on and bookmark that site today, won't you? My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, and certainly workable solutions for you today. Welcoming back our very special guest, Melody Hallett. She is the host of Give Me Some Truth broadcast, originating from the KHEN-LP-FM radio studios in Salida, Colorado. KHEN.org is their website. Tuesdays from 9 o'clock until 11 o'clock p.m. Mountain Time, you can listen to Melody's broadcast, Give Me Some Truth, on air. They're also archived. All of those broadcasts are archived at Melody's website, www.givemesometruth.info. Be sure and check that site out as well, and I'll give that out again several times throughout today's broadcast. But you're not going to want to miss a moment of today's two-hour broadcast as we visit with Melody Hallett. We're going to go in and rustle the feathers, if you will, a little bit of the Nestle Corporation and some of these other grand transnationalists that have impacted our food supply. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone throughout the program. And for those with unlimited long-distance access and in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. And from around America and around the world, call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at BVLhost, that's Become Vocal Local Host, or BVLhost, at CenturyTel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. The listener call-in number, again, remains 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. The U.S. Second quarter GDP declines 1%, dampening the enthusiasm at the end of the Dow's best July rally in 20 years. The U.S. dollar index, the gold and commodities all ease lower. We'll give those market reports in just a moment. Of course, we'll have our special guest, Melody Hallett. We're going to talk about Nestle, the Nestle Water Wars, nonprofit foundations, the Houlihan Toolbox, and, well, of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into those market reports for Friday, July the 31st, 2009. After trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, gold was trading off 30 cents at $933.40 an ounce. Silver dropping 6 cents, trading down to $13.41. Platinum, the only precious metal up today, was up $9, trading at $1,190 an ounce. Palladium off $2, trading at $255. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market so far this morning, 930.90 for a low, 940.80 for a high, so we're looking at about a $10 spread there. But at 933.40, your investment in gold, had you bought 1 year ago, you would be up $27.80 per ounce for a 3.07% return on your investment. We'll pick it all up on the other side of this first break. Stay with us right here on Become Vocal Local.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right here on our Friday, July the 31st, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. We do come to you Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. And again, my name is William Roberts, and I've got a guest with us today, a very special guest, Melody Hallett. We'll bring her up right after the closing of this market report. Let's finish out the market reports for Friday, July the 31st, 2009. Again, out of New York City, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we see that the second quarter GDP is already impacting the markets. The prices of the commodities and the stocks are going to be impacted all day long. Let's close this one out. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday was up 84 points at 9,155, so we've got a very strong above 9,000 Dow. In the NASDAQ, we're within just striking distance of going over the 2,000 level there. It was up 17 points yesterday. We'll see where it closes today. In the S&P Standard and OSA Very Poor 500, stocks were up 12 yesterday to 987. Crude oil this morning in trading off 56 cents, down at $66.38 a barrel. The U.S. dollar index also heading south, looking at about 24 basis points below where it closed yesterday. Right now it's 79.01. In the foreign exchange markets, our little basket of currencies, the Canadian dollar is trading at 92 cents. The Mexican peso remains at 8 cents. The euro, $1.41. The British pound stands at $1.65 U.S. today. And the Swiss franc is at 92 cents. In the bond market, the 2-year is at 1.18%. The 10-year at 3.58 and the 30-year at 4.38. So the bonds are standing real well today. Nice spread there. In the mortgage markets, a little bit of a change today. In the 15-year mortgage, they're down, trading at 4.78% on a 15-year mortgage, down from 4.85 a month ago. But in the 30-year mortgages for the first time. We have it unchanged overnight from it's standing at 5.39%, which is exactly where it was a month ago. So that's the market news. I hope you can make use of that information and take it to heart that we're living inside of a casino. All of these markets are rigged. Caveat emptor rules in every sector. So buyer beware. If you get involved with that, it's a great way of turning a small fortune into a very, very small fortune in a rapid heartbeat. So anyway, with all of that said, let's welcome to Become Vocal Local, welcoming back Melody Hallett. Melody, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Will.
Well, it's always fun to have you on air with me because you've got a kind of a light personality and we kind of go through interesting things, but at the same time, as a talk radio host yourself on your own broadcast, give me some truth.
No, it's Truth Quest.
Oh,
truth
is it? Well,
yeah.
I keep ruining that.
Well, Give Me Some Truth is the website link.
Well, that's what it was. Okay. Well, I have my little address part wrong. But here she's, I love it. You know, step right up, get me straight. We got to go into a lot of stuff today, but it's Truth Quest is the name of the broadcast, but it does originate from KHEN-LPM FM radio studios out of Salida, Colorado, and their website is KHEN.org, is it not?
Right.
Okay, and the broadcast airs Tuesday nights from 9 o'clock until 11 o'clock p.m. Mountain Time. Mountain Time, folks, not Central Standard Time like most of us. Mountain Time. And then your website still remains givemesometruth.info, is that correct?
Yeah, www.givemesometruth.info.
Okay, well, so we'll have it straight throughout the broadcast, and I'll let you correct me wherever and whenever. But do go back, folks. She's interviewed a lot of people. And the interviews that you can get by going and accessing the archives will give you a pretty good idea of some of the places that Melody has gone in her research and her studies. But one of the things that really is interesting is what's happening right where you are right now locally. This whole idea about Nestle coming in, the big Nestle corporation folks, you know, your Nestle's hot chocolate and cocoa and all that. Nestle wanted to come in and into their area up in Salida, Colorado, in the Arkansas River watershed. And there's some beautiful springs up in there, and they wanted to get involved with putting in wells and sucking up the water out of there and then pumping it down to some transfer station and then trucking it off from there to bottling plants and basically taking your beautiful water source and turning it into a commodity for their own personal gain. You give the audience just a little bit of a background on that, and then we can start talking about Nestle and other things.
Well, essentially, Nestle's been here for a couple of years now trying to kind of feel out the community, and then they had purchased a springs on a significant spot. When I first heard about them purchasing the springs, I thought it was off on a tributary of the Arkansas, and then later found out that it was at a neck of an important spot that's in the process right now of being developed into a geothermal area. Now, I happened to walk into a meeting of our commissioners one day and realized that they had this. It's going to be a sizable geothermal project, and realize that they are at the mouth of the creek that feeds into the Arkansas from that geothermal project, and they're going to be pumping the water source and shipping it out into a very similar spot that Nestle's developing right now to ship out their spring water. And the spring water, in their plans that they presented to the public, isn't going to be utilizing that much water, so they say. But what struck my curiosity is when he was presenting the program, how much of an area that he was speaking of that was a recharge area. It was quite a sizable area up behind the spring, which would take in a lot of federal land, or, you know, I'm not quite sure the exact designation of the land that is in this recharge area, because they also change the designations quite a bit. But they had that, and it's also at a, it's about 60 miles somewhere in that vicinity south of the headwaters beginning of the Arkansas River. Now, what's interesting is that, I mean, it's the people in the community quite riled up over the fact that, you know, they're going to be pumping the water out of the area, and then, you know, they get into the plastic bottle thing and that sort. But my concern is that everybody down all the way to the Mississippi River should be concerned about this, because these guys are positioned to be over a major aquifer, are over a major aquifer, and being at this potential geothermal project, which, of course, this has not been stated, although when I sat in the meeting, they said that the people that are developing this geothermal project are going to be looking for investors. Well, you know, those that are involved on the project is the Colorado School of Mines, but the Colorado School of Mines is being tied into the Imperial College, which is out of London, which I thought was kind of interesting.
You know, the trouble with being a radio host and getting into this thing is that we all get accused of having our little tinfoil hats on. But, you know, I think our little tinfoil hats help us to have better discernment, you know, and I'm kind of proud to wear mine now when I go out in public. And so we can see these little teeny things that happen locally, folks.
You know, if I'm going to be accused of being a conspiracy theorist, I want to wear it well.
That's exactly right. I want to be a good one. I'll be right back, folks, with Melody Hallett on the other side of this short commercial intermission.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Hey, folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
Mm-hmm.
And we have returned once again. Going back into this discussion, we're looking at Nestle's today. It's one of the many, many, many transnationals, multinational corporations, these megalithic corporations that are have such wide-reaching impact, where most people in the world that maybe are just watch the television set and get their news out of the local newspaper have no real understanding. Everybody seems to be brand conscious, but no one really understands, even those of us that have been researching this sort of stuff for a long time, just how big these beast systems actually are. But with a corporation like Nestle, we're talking about a giant. They are the world's largest food producer. They are based out of Switzerland, I believe. There's much that we need to understand in all this, but just as Melody opened up, the way that this her attention was drawn to Nestle in this particular instance, here in a local situation, there are springs, there's water, there's an opportunity for Nestle to come in and become involved with some land to take a natural resource and to bring it to market. And there's technically, from a laissez-faire, physiocrat standpoint, to the old Adam Smith wealth of nations, who could be against that? Isn't that the way that wealth is really created? But at the same time, we look into this and we start to see the many layers under this, in this onion, if you will, where we have a geothermal potential at the very same time when the usurper's administration is advancing this H.R. 2454 Clean Energy Bill, the Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009. Everybody's looking at green, green, green. You know, you've got the Venus Project out there, and they're talking about geothermal, all the rest of that. So right here at this particular juncture this morning, we're going to take a little tack and look at the Nestle Corporation, some of the things that are going on globally, and then we'll just let it go for wherever it wants to go, the way that Melody and I like to do it. So, Melody, let's go in and look at this article, one of the many articles that you sent to me today, this murder in Colombia, which prompts a group to sue Nestle in Miami.
Yeah, and which is, I mean, this, oh God, I just lost my page here on it. But ultimately, that was the first thing that came up. And, of course, you know, I hit murder. Let's go into this one. This, I hadn't run across this when I was, you know, typing in Nestle to see what was happening with him. And it's over a union fight. And what they did is there was a Colombian trade unionist, Luciano Enrique Romero, and it claims he died a slow death. He was stabbed about 40 times. And this was over some labor rights that were and that had been filed in a lawsuit charging Nestle and Nestle of Colombia with its complicity with his death. In other words, his widow is filing the suit. And in other words, the practices of these corporations, when you start looking into them, the reason why they're corporations is because they can step away and not take blame and personal liability for a lot of things that take place. And you gotta, and unless people start looking far and wild and what these, wide into what these things, these entities do, you're not going to get the whole picture, and you got to find. I mean, it's really kind of interesting when you start looking into the people that are involved in their board of directors, their CEOs, their chairmen, and that sort to start getting the full picture of what and what they're about. And then once I started looking into this, I started looking at what kind of corporations that they were buying up, and then you start getting a bigger picture of what they're all about, because these things plan things years and years and years in advance. And then when they come into these communities, they act like, oh, well, they're the new boy on the block, and all they're going to do is do these wonderful things for everybody and everything. Well, you know, there are corporations that, you know, that have that kind of thing in mind, but usually they're, you know, swallowed up and bought up soon, because they really can't compete with a immoral entity in a, you know, moral entities don't just don't survive when you have immoral entities out there controlling things.
Well, we have these fictitious corporations, you know, they're fictitious persons, people, and we reported on that when Chief Justice Marshall ruled in the 1800s that here in the United States that corporations have all of the rights of people. But of course, these corporations, they're like God. They don't die. They're omniscient. They're omnipresent. They're everlasting. They just go on intergenerationally. You can be bought. They can be sold. The stockholders, like in, you know, Goldman Sachs or the Federal Reserve banking system, they are the men behind the curtains. And so there's a lot to that. But at the same time, for the various tax reasons, they spin off these foundations. They get off into this philanthropic trust concept, and so many of the big Wall Street boys and the great corporations around the world have been those very people that have been agitating and fomenting to spread the Bolsheviki and the Mensheviki, the communists, the socialists all over the nations. But at the same time, in this particular article, which I found rather revealing, is that this article talks about workers' rights and violence against trade unions and all of these various and sundries. So you can see that big corporations like this talk out of both sides of their mouth, Melody. On the one hand, they champion the women, the children, and the indigenous people through their cooperative system with the United Nations and Agenda 21, but on the ground...
what people need to... Whenever you hear in the news about the big uprisings and how all the people, the native people are fighting one another and it's just this one big hotbed, blah, 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 people go in and find the money. You go in and find the money, you will find a corporation in there big time. So here you got Nestle. Why are they in Colombia and why are they going through all this uprisings going on? So there's not just one corporation, there's a number of them. So they feed off each other, and they are the ones usually that create these uprisings. I just find that across the board.
Well, right in this article, again, this is an article by Jane Bussey. You could go to the Miami Herald, jbussey@miamiherald.com, and pick it up for yourselves, folks. But the Nestle article continues. It says, Nestle USA, headquartered in Glendale, California, blah, blah, blah. But dropping down in the article, it says the lawsuit filed Wednesday in federal court charges that Romero, and this is the unfortunate fellow that was killed, Romero was killed by members of Colombia's paramilitary United Self-Defense Forces because the union leader helped to expose Nestle's use of expired milk in its Milo brand drink. And it drops down again. It says Nestle operated in complicity with the paramilitary. Plant managers met openly with them inside the factory in whatever it was, Northern Colombia, the lawsuit said. So we've got them working with this paramilitary organization. They fund both sides of all conflicts. They're in here agitating on the ground. And so, you know, it's just a continuation in this long understanding about the negative impacts of allowing ourselves internationally to be controlled by so very few hands, really, up at the top.
Yeah, and so again, you know, there's not very few people in looking what I'm looking at with Nestle in my area that are really following it out to the fullest lengths, which I don't know whether it's that important to them or not right now, but I really feel that it's highly useful because Nestle has a tendency to go in and pick on the smaller communities that can't afford to fight them. Well, if you've got the whole watershed all the way to the Mississippi, now you've got an entity that can take on Nestle. But the interesting part about it is what I've uncovered in some of these articles is, okay, Nestle has kind of teamed up with the Nature Conservancy in one of these articles, and I'm not as good at looking at the computer and trying to talk at the same time that Will might be used to it.
Well, we'll pick that up on the other side. You've been saved by the break. Look at the next article, Melody. We'll be back in 3 minutes, folks. Stay with us.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Hey folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette, or e-cigarette, is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and creates a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great product that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are back. And once again, the telephone number to call in throughout the broadcast is 866-841-1065. And your calls are welcome. Something on your mind along the lines of what we're talking about, your calls will certainly be appropriate today. And we'll welcome those calls. But going back, Melody, as we're going into the break, you just started to bring up one of the people, one of the groups, one of these fictitious persons that I detest so much, the Nature Conservancy, all of the World Wildlife Fund, all of these bugs and bunny and tree-hugging and flower-sniffing groups that are out there that paint this beautiful picture on the front and get everybody to get their little polar bear bunnies and things like that, you know. But really, behind these nature organizations and this environmental I-IT movement, there is a much bigger agenda, but let's continue on that direction. What do you know, what do you say about these Nature Conservancy, et cetera?
Well, one thing that's kind of interesting, because about 60 miles from me, Maurice Strong has a place called the Baca Grande, and I, in my research for this, for today, I mean, and I've read this before, but it just kind of reminded me of the fact that the Baca Grande had turned their property over to the Nature Conservancy in the process of taking a, I believe it was a national monument with the sand dunes that was right adjoining that property into making that a
Well, it's time of the morning. We can all appreciate a big pot of coffee and having some good breakfast on the table. I personally prefer a pecan pie with a little bit of ice cream a la mode on the side, but you know, hey.
But anyway, so they turned it over to the Nature Conservancy in the process and I'm going, now why would they want to do that? Why would they want to make a monument a national park? Well, in looking at some of these things, now I'm starting to see the UN and the Nature Conservancy are kind of hand in hand in a lot of these projects, and the Nature Conservancy being the largest landowner in the world. And then you see Hank Paulson being on its board of governors, I believe, and okay, we haven't heard a lot about the Nature Conservancy yet in this process of Hank Paulson, and I'm really looking at this person and going, well, he kind of, you know, did his job with Goldman Sachs, and he didn't get, you know, he's still very active in this arena of money, and he was a, you know, Secretary of the Treasury, I believe. And so what's he up to next? You know, why is he in this Nature Conservancy? And then when I'm listening to the radio this week, I'm hearing about, I believe, Arizona wanting to sell off their capital building or something of this sort. And this is what I was foreseeing along about 10 or 15 years ago, is that very much what's going on in our country is like a hostile takeover of the country, and that they're selling off the assets, and water will be a huge part of it. And so if you economically sink the country, then what's going to happen? Our largest resources and commons are going to be up for grabs to the highest bidder.
Well, when you look at the Biodiversity and Wildlands Project USA, the map that was prepared by Michael Kaufman and his group back when they blocked this initiative in Congress on the floor just before they passed it, you can start to get an understanding of just how much of the land mass of the United States of America this bunch of globalist fiends want to take away from public use and return it back into like a giant hunting and green preserve. Really, it's not going to be for you and I, folks. It's not going to be so that you can take your children out and have a wonderful weekend fishing or maybe hiking or camping and recreating, if you will. No, not at all. You'll be stuck in one of these sustainable cities, these stack 'em and pack 'em places, while they'll travel about in their helicopters and things like that and enjoy the scenery and go out in their neon hiking clothes and sit out there someplace and grok and meditate and study their navels, you know. But this is a bad program. And when we look at the Nature Conservancy, the Sierra Club, and all of the rest of them, they are using the finances or the financial clout of corporate America, together with all of the well-meaning and yet poorly informed people that are influenced by the national public radio and the various university-driven television programming, to buy in and send their money in on a regular basis and bequeath their homes and their estates, you know, just like the old Jesuit program, leaving their estates to these various groups. And what they're basically doing is they're getting a corner on all of the available property that they can, not just in the United States, but worldwide. In that article that was that Vicki brought to our attention yesterday, I think it was, or maybe it was on Tuesday, had to do with just that. Not only are they is Arizona thinking about selling off their Capitol building, their Senate, it's the Capitol building, but it's also where their state legislature meets. But there was also, and I can't recall it for the life of me, someone of the natural landmarks nearby that they were going to sell into this mix as well. So, you know, this is a bad deal. But continuing along, go ahead.
Let me throw in something, and this is something that you know, it took me a while to get a grasp of, but this is so very important. It's been the very first thing that when I started questioning what was going on, it didn't matter what I was questioning, the first thing people threw out at me was, you're another one of those conspiracy theorists. That was the biggest clue of all. They were doing damage control right there. They were trying to direct us away from what it really was.
Absolutely. If you go back and look, Melody, as I have, and study the work of the University Extension Councils, and go back over to England and look at the Tavistock and the Smith Institute, the various think tanks, Rand and others, go back to the foundations, you know, the Renee Worms who wrote the book Power and Their Influence, and take a look at it. We're talking about the language of change, the change agent's language. It's his obfuscatory linguistic pattern that they have been trained into. Many that have become proficient in it can command a tremendous amount of wealth because they can go around to these pseudo town hall meetings and appease the locals. Because once you learn how to do that, you come in and you attack the messenger with the conspiracy theorist line of reasoning, or maybe some of the folks out there saw the Claire McCaskill, Senator Claire McCaskill's town hall meeting just the other day, or perhaps some looked at Barry the Usurper's town hall meeting. There are techniques. It's all part of this neuro-linguistic programming. It's the guy with the, you know, he's got a bronze tan and he's got shiny white teeth, or a woman the same way, dressed to the nines, or casually dressed in those very easy to spot khakis and maybe a Hawaiian shirt, and they're in there working the crowd. They come in and they basically defuse, if you will, hot situations, and they ridicule anybody. They attack the messenger. They avoid the message, and they're so good at it that they can command a phenomenal salary. But many of the county commissioners, many of your local mayors, when you get involved with these councils of government and the statewide associations of mayors and national associations of governors, when they go to their breakout sessions, they're taught how to use this stuff, and they're given handbooks, and much of it's produced by the university extension councils. I have several right here on the bookshelf beside me, but it's a technique, and yeah, you might be called and branded a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, and when you get in the Nature Conservancy, this is an international organization just going around the world accumulating land. What a wonderful way to get a hold of the land and then, you know, and do it on the means of, oh, we're doing it for the good of the people. I mean, I've noticed corporations doing this all the time when they come in. If they can convince people it's for the good of them, then once they get in, their foot in the door, it doesn't matter how little it is, once they've eased their way in, because they can do it under fictitious, or I mean, they can do it under different names, not fictitious, but just different names, we don't know everything that, all that's going on unless we start digging it. And that's why they stop us with this, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. Or they train some of our most educated people are trained in the way of, oh, well, you can't think outside the box because truth has to come in this package with a bow. And if it doesn't come like that, you can't look at it. Well, you know, you have just crippled yourself when you're starting to look at the wide ramifications of what these corporations or what these governments or what these entities that do to try to get a control over us.
Well, part of the public relations process also is to get people to respect and to like and to trust these various brand names. Again, these are corporations behind the scenes. This is from Adam Weishaupt in his from a book that was written by Jack Otto, World War III, off of page 24. He writes this: the great strength of our order. Again, this is about the Illuminati. The great strength of our order lies in its concealment. Let it never appear in any place under its own name, but always covered by another name, another occupation. When we come back, we'll talk about Nestle and getting into bed with Coca-Cola. We'll be right back.
Invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
And we have returned once again with our very special guest, Melody Hallett from TruthQuest, the host of TruthQuest broadcast. You can hear it on Tuesday evenings from 9 o'clock until 11 o'clock p.m. Mountain Time. Melody's got all these broadcasts archived at her website. It's www.givemesometruth.info. Givemesometruth.info. And the name of the broadcast is TruthQuest. You can hear it on KHEN Low Power FM Radio Studios out of Salida, Colorado, KHEN.org for live streaming audio. So anyway, let's go back to our discussion. We just started to go into this concept of Nestle. Again, one of these big names, these transnationals, getting in bed with Coca-Cola and coming up with some new products and a new product line. Melody?
Well, I thought that was just kind of interesting that why would it, why would two huge corporations get together? But I would imagine that Coca-Cola is kind of feeling the hit a little bit in the markets, particularly where water is involved. But then Coca-Cola is in water. So that really makes me kind of wonder, why would Nestle and Coca-Cola be getting together? And if they were doing in this market of something called Enviga. It's an artificially sweetened green tea soft drink. Now, the one irony I've always found with these diet drinks is, why do you need to add anything to something? If you don't want calories, just don't put sugar in it. I mean, if people, and then to put this stuff in there that's, you know, is, well, I think E. coli poop is what aspartame is. And then there's some other things like acesulfame, potassium, and then epigallocat. I can't even pronounce the word.
Well, I can tell you one thing, Melody. If you can't pronounce it, don't drink it.
They keep inventing these new little forms, and every time, you know, that doesn't sound like, it's like you said, I don't think I can drink it. If people would just get kind of aware of the fact that, you know, you can train your body and your taste buds not to, you know, get into the sweetness. But anyways, it's supposed to have a near zero effect on calories or minus effect. And it was, you know, it looks like they've been taking the task over the fact that, you know, you can't substantiate that sort of thing. And and so they were getting called to task on that.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, they've been hit with a lawsuit, this article states, for making claims about negative calories or proven to burn calories. That's right, folks. You don't have to go to the gym anymore. You don't have to do all that sweating. You don't have to walk. You don't have to jog. All you have to do is sit in your lazy boy and drink this new Enviga, and you'll just get slender and more fit and full of energy, and, you know, you don't have to worry about it. But it's no surprise to me that they would. I'm glad to see that they are getting a little bit of a heat for this particular partnership. Watchdog group sues Coke and Nestle for bogus Enviga claims. Green tea, you know, I mean, what is with this green tea thing? I've heard about so much about it. You know, green tea is just tea like any other tea. It's picked at a different time. It's processed just a little bit different. But, you know, what's supposed to make this thing so helpful anyway? I don't understand that.
Well, over the years, I've watched that there's even when my husband was into digging up old bottles, and we'd go to these old bottle dumps, and every bottle you'd dig up, it'd say, "Well, this is the cure-all for everything." So this is just a tendency that humans have done since for a long, long, long time. Is, you know, they come up with some new product, and it's going to save you. It's going to be the elixir of life, and you see that on some of the old westerns and that sort, when they had the old salesman, the snake oil salesman coming around. Well, yeah, you just have to realize that they just moved it into modern times, and they're just trying to market it and make as much money as possible. What I found interesting on this Invigas thing was that they did a 72-hour study. What happens on hour 73 that this is so important? I mean, that's, you know, 72 hours is really kind of a strange time frame for a study on people.
A 3-day study doesn't really, you know, give you very much you don't get the long-term effects of these various chemicals. You know, whether or not somebody is actually burning calories in a 72-hour period, you know, 72 hours is just one of those things that lays out there. The police have the opportunity to be able to put you under a 72-hour hold for your own safety. You know, so they can take you off the streets and hold you for 3 days nowadays, you know, and stuff like that. But, yeah, I would have to question, what is the purpose of a 72-hour study? What is that all about? Who knows?
Well, it's just that the interesting part about Nestle is, okay, they're huge in the water arena, but then when you start looking at some of the other avenues, and this is, again, what I find interesting, is when I started looking at some of the corporations that they were getting involved with, they got in with L'Oreal. Well, and then when you look at L'Oreal, they got into the body shop. Well, one of the first things when I started doing research on...
This body shop, this isn't what the rabbis are doing in New Jersey, are they?
Well, that's why I want to start checking back into this information, because this is what's so interesting about when you start doing research, you know, little names will pop up here and there, and you go, "Oh, I heard of that somewhere. Now, where did I hear about that?" Well, that body shop was mentioned a whole lot in this book called The Cloak of Green, and that was where a book that was the first book that I looked into on Maurice Strong, and then found out that Canada was heavily involved with these non-governmental organizations. And these non-governmental organizations go back to the Dodd Commission. Is it the Reese Commission? And how they set up to utilize these non-governmental organizations to create the change and the politics of change, which goes back into the Houlihan Plan. Okay, but the Houlihan Plan got most of its was brought out by Maureen Heaton, and this was back in the 70s, but the Reese Commission came out in the 50s. So when you start tracing back on all these little tidbits here and there, you're going to find corporations, non-governmental corporations, governments, people, just going back to the same agendas, and it doesn't matter what direction you turn, it just seems to go in back to the same thing. I mean, you, I I did an interview with Joan Bion, and she was telling us that there was like 5,000 of these groups that sit around and with nothing better to do than to plan hundreds of years in advance where they want to go. And Nestle, I believe, is waiting for their turn at the table. They've probably gotten a concession for the Arkansas River headwaters to get water rights. And, you know, they're just getting their foot in the door with the spring.
Well,
now,
the Fabian socialists, you know, their whole idea or modus operandi is this Fabius, this is the cunctator, this the tortoise is the motto or the symbol. So it's always, you know, one step or two steps forward, one step back, and two steps forward. It's all gradualism. But the Fabian plan is that once all of the parts and pieces are in place, then the tortoise transforms into the hare, and they bounce across the finish line lickety-split before anybody can pop them off. So when we look back and go to this the body shop, I'm assuming that's a cosmetic line, and L'Oreal I know to be a cosmetic line, and start thinking about that. One of the things, folks, that you might want to become aware of when you fall in love with name brands and these various corporations is to do your homework and see what other companies these corporations control. And you'll find when you go through the grocery, as I have, once you've gotten some, burned some lists off of the internet, that most of the products on the shelves are the products of maybe five different corporations, but they come to you with 1,000 different, you know, brand labels and 1,000 different names. Some are organic, some are GMO, some are, you know, in between, some are nondescript, etc. But you really have to do your homework, because you might think, oh, I'm not going to buy any more Nestle products. Oh, I won't buy any General Mills. Well, I'm not going to buy anything that has Monsanto GMO products in it. But you're going to have to do your homework, because the choices are very few.
And the body shop, again, was mentioned in this book, and so it was really getting quite a name by Elaine Dewar in her mention. And so, like I said, I was going to have to go back and really do some more research on this, because I found when I started to review for this program, I'm going, oh, wow. I really should have spent much more time on this.
Well, we'll pick up the Houlihan plan, and we'll go and take a look at what the latest breaking news is as far as food safety measures that have been approved by the U.S. House, and so much more on the other side as we begin hour two. Folks, stay with us. Let us go to the top of the hour break, and we will return on the other side.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth of our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com. You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, July the 31st, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. We're starting our second hour today. I've been joined on air with a very special friend of mine, a talk radio host in her own right. She is the host of Truth Quest Radio. Her name is Melody Hallett. And Melody can be heard on Tuesday evenings from 9 o'clock until 11 o'clock p.m. Mountain Time. From 9 o'clock until 11 p.m. Mountain Time. Out of Salida, Colorado, broadcasting across KHEN-LPFM. And you can visit for live streaming audio, khen.org. And you can also visit Melody's website, www.givemesometruth.info. Lots of archived interviews that Melody has conducted over the years there, and you want to take a look at that as well. We're talking about Nestle. We're talking about water. We're talking about food. We're talking about transnational corporations and foundations and the power and the influence. So much on the plate so far today. But Melody, you sent another one of the various articles along to me. This is about activists confronting a fellow named Pierce Atwood for their role in the Maine water grab. It says, last Friday, Maine youth teamed with Native Forest Network, Green Weenies, no doubt, and Peace Action Maine. But it's an important article, so let's continue. The Native Forest Network and Defending Water for Life to target Portland law firm for its role in the commodification of Maine's groundwater. Once again, folks, it's all about the natural resources and gaining control of our water, our food, and the air, and apparently carbon dioxide, too. But, Melody, what was most interesting to you about this article?
Well, it was getting into the fact that they were starting to see the bigger picture that with the Nature Conservancy and that it was about water control. And, yeah, they mentioned something about the plastic bottles, I believe, in here somewhere, but taking the water out of the area. And this seems to be I haven't been as focused on this extracting water and taking it out of the area, but I believe that is going to be the ultimate goal. And where I started going off on this thread is I could see the fact that they were, I went into starting looking at keeping water underground because I kept hearing things about, oh, they want to get rid of the dams, they want to get rid of this, and then I would listen to the Davos, Switzerland videos, and they kept saying, oh, we don't have any water, and it's going to be, and so all of a sudden, I'm going, no, if you were worried about water, where would you put it? Because ultimately, when you stick it in dams and reservoirs and that sort, you lose a lot to evaporation. Well, then I started thinking, now, if you could put it in the earth and run it through tunnel systems, now that might be the way to go. So then I started looking at, well, what would, is there such a thing? Well, then I ran across Omar Gaddafi in this, and he's got underground rivers that he's dispersing water under the desert there. And then this is a huge project over there, and I'm going, boy, this is the way you would want to do it. And so if you could take water out of an area, this would be the beginnings of how it would happen. You do it through underground river systems.
Well, when I was reading and studying out of the first couple of issues of Mikhail Gorbachev's Green Cross International Optimist magazine, come across terms, and we shared this on the air even during our previous interview, Melody, where basically the idea is looking at water as blue gold. It's another one of these resources, these untapped resources, where, like oil, something that just is naturally occurring and super abundant, if you can be in charge of the spigot, if you can run the pipeline, if you can get people into the habit of buying water, something that would be absolutely ridiculous to even discuss times past. If you can get people to buy water, you can control them and you can tax them. We'll be right back on the other side.
Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Hey folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
Hey folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette, or e-cigarette, is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and creates a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great products that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, welcome back to our Friday, July the 31st, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local for the benefit of those who are away at the top of the hour break and news break and weather break. My name is William Roberts, and I'm visiting today with Melody Hallett, the host of Truth Quest, the radio broadcast that originates out of KHEN-KN-LPFM. It's a low-power FM radio studio in Salida, Colorado. And you can listen to her broadcasts on Tuesday evenings from 9 o'clock until 11 o'clock p.m. Mountain Time, and all of her archives can be found at her website. It's www.givemesometruth.info. As we're going into the first break here on this second hour, Melody, you just started talking about something that was really, really important and relevant, and that's, you know, where does this water go? And this idea of taking water from point A and having it appear miraculously for profit in point B somewhere else.
And it looks like the Nature Conservancy is very much involved in this process because they don't have problems of legality of shipping water out of the area. So if Nestle teams up with the Nature Conservancy, then they can ship it out of the area. And one thing that kind of came up when we were in the process of listening to some of the meetings is that Nestle was trying to negotiate with our municipality and our municipality, and apparently the municipality was asking for a little bit more money than Nestle wanted to give. And so what they did is they went outside the area to the Front Range and purchased water augmentation rights from Aurora, Colorado. Well, and so if they're going outside the area to a third party, then of course it's all about money, and it isn't about the so-called helping the area and the people. And what a wonderful green and sustainable company that they're going to become. It's about the bottom line, and that's what people have to remember about these corporations, because they don't function if they don't make money. And that doesn't matter how many times they morph and what assets they have to sell and get rid of in trying to maintain their viability as a corporation. That's just how they do business, and they will swallow each other until there's no one left. And so if you've got something as huge and as valuable as water, then you're going to you're going to see everything that any corporation has ever done to maintain its power take place in front of your eyes. And so they went outside. So you got a third party that's bought a right that's never been, from what my understanding, activated. So, you know, if we run out of water, what good is that right? But then if, you know, Nestle is, you know, pumping the water out of the area, they don't care.
We're kind of up against the same snafu right here in Southwest Missouri, Melody. We've got several of these large chicken processing companies around. All of the various and sundry growers, of course, that, you know, and folks, we're not talking about, 12 hens out in the yard. We're talking hundreds of thousands of birds in confinement feeding operations in these big chicken broiler houses and stuff like that. But they take huge quantities of water to feed to water those birds every day, and then just to once the birds have come up to, and they're really tiny little things. I mean, after you live around them, you will no longer want to eat chicken that you can find at the store. But once the little birds are grown up and they're hauled off and processed by the various Tysons and Georges and the other big processors, those processing plants use millions of gallons of water to dress and clean and prepare those birds and freeze them and so on. Then they ship them out all over the world. They go to China, they go all over the world, these body carcasses, frozen things. And so all of the water from this area, and Missouri and Southwest Missouri is a very brittle environment in the first place. We get about 40 inches of rain each year, but it comes in spurts and fits. And if you're not there right there with your kettle or your rain buckets, you're not going to get much water in the course of a year. But all of the aquifers around here are being depleted largely because of these confined feeding operations. But the water gets shipped out all around the world. And so what they're trying to do now is to dam a couple of local rivers and build an impoundments behind them so that they can provide drinking water for the people. So it's six of one, it's half a dozen of the other. It's a bad deal no matter how you look at it. But one of the other arguments that keeps coming up in all of this, Melody, is this stuff about the water bottles, these plastic bottles. And, of course, we've heard about the plasticizers in the bottles that gives young boys breasts and young girls breasts and reduces the length of the penis and so on and so forth in children. This plasticizer is not a good stuff. But that's part of this called biphenyl A. But that's part of what was the driving force behind this piece of legislation. We've been arguing against and bringing it up, this H.R. 2749, for some time here. And yesterday, the House approved the biggest overhaul of the food safety laws in decades in the wake of outbreaks of foodborne illnesses that sickened, killed, and left industries fighting to woo back wary customers. So, hey, folks, go out and take a look on your internet today. This H.R. 2749, and go back and listen to the archives. Covered it extensively in the past. This thing has passed out of the House. It's going to go on to the Senate, and we're going to need to continue to diligently oppose this, get in touch with your senators. It doesn't look good. It was a 283 to 142 vote. If it goes through the Senate the same way, we're going to be saddled with all of this insanity. But here from your article, Melody, it says that people from across Maine brought trash bags full of empty plastic water bottles to Pierce Atwood to demonstrate the physical ramifications of the corporate bottling industry for Maine's landfills. And so, yes, these little plastic bottles wind up every place. There's a huge area about the size of Texas out in the ocean that is just nothing but a sea of this plastic crap that floats out there, largely due to improper disposal and landfill operations. But this is part of the argument, and if that's what it takes to get the green people to wake up, then so be it.
I see that plastic thing as a red herring.
Yeah.
Because if they didn't want plastic, it wouldn't be there. And it does. Who's the one that stands to gain by the ultimate process that's taking place here? Now, you know, if you're trying to get distribute these hormones to the population, and that seems to be one method that they've come up with. Oh, and water is another way that those hormones are being distributed to people. Then, you know, there's so many factors you have to look at, and it can be very mind-boggling. But that's why we have to keep expanding out and looking at the bigger picture, and that you will find people out there that are. The whole thing comes down to a eugenics program, and what's the one thing that supports life is the control of water. And another method that controls water is not only these tunnel systems where they can ship it out of the area and go to the highest bidder, because it isn't going to go to us municipalities, because they're breaking up these municipality abilities when they can go in and privatize, because how many of these small communities can fight off these corporations, and then it will be just the larger communities, and most of them can be bought off. So, you know, we have to really be on our toes when it comes to, this is warfare.
It is really warfare. It is absolutely warfare. Folks, we will be right back in a moment. Become Vocal Local right where you are. Don't let your silence be consent. We'll be right back.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
And we've returned once again with our very special guest, Melody Hallett. We're talking about Nestle, we're talking about water, we're talking about weather, just name it. We love to go in all these conspiratorial directions. But here off this article that we've been talking about, the town of Freiburg, again, has been battling Nestle's expansion project for over 2 years, but continuing, it says farther north, another client of this, Pierce Atwood, the Nature Conservancy, is expected to take control over 266,000 acres through the conservation easements related to the Plum Creek plan development of the Moosehead region. So we see this similar sort of thing. We altogether too often are led to believe that these things that happen in our communities are completely unique. It's like an aha experience. But if we can wrap our minds around the concept that it is only through public buy-in that these various and sundry plans can happen, these cross-jurisdictional and multi-jurisdictional directions can happen, the public buy-in is where you're buying off your local elected officials oftentimes and getting the people to sign on and say, oh, that sounds good, that sounds great. But we do have to understand that when we as people and we as our elected local officials put our hands out, we reach out for this bag of unearned shekels, it's the shackles of control inevitably come on. And when you start talking about 266,000 acres of a watershed right near your town, you're getting into bed with the devil there, folks. And it's time to wake up your local officials and let them know that whether or not they, Nestle or some other corporation, is willing to finance a downtown, a beautification program or create some little fishing pier along the river, it's pocket change, it's chump change for the people, just so that the corporation can exercise their will. So with that in mind, Melody, where do you want to go?
Well, again, if I'm going to be called a conspiracy theorist, I'm going to live up to the name. And I'm telling you that that being able to think out of the box is so freeing. And so when you start putting together these little tidbits here and there, and you start going off in these directions, because again, like I say, these guys project hundreds of years in advance, and so they're looking way into the future, and so when you start playing with this and realize, well, what are these guys going to do with this? Why would they be combining with L'Oreal and then some of these pharmaceutical company Novartis? And what would they be doing with that? And then there's nanotechnology that's involved in there. I'm not saying I came up with the answers, but it certainly creates some interesting questions, because these corporations, again, bottom line is what runs them. So when they start venturing off in these other directions, it's either to make money or to lose money on purpose, because they utilize the bankruptcy as another means of control. And that's why, again, what we're seeing with, you got Hank Paulson here, who's out there being, you know, the guy's still big in the arena. He might sidestep a little bit, but, you know, I'll guarantee you he's very much involved in what's going on in the world economically. And then you have the Nature Conservancy with the largest landowner in the world. What is all that about? Well, maybe it's a third party that is being able to transition over to the fact that, okay, maybe the Nature Conservancy is going to turn around and start selling off those lands, because again, we've got corporations, NGO. Now, is Nature Conservancy an NGO? Are you aware of that, Will?
It's a non-governmental organization. It's also a non-profit, so it would probably be a C3 or C4 or one of the various non-profit designations.
But that still makes it a corporation.
They are a corporation, and they're a non-governmental organization. And so they have, at the United Nations meetings and at all of the various state meetings and the federal meetings, they have a place at the table because they have a very large base. They have a huge financial base. They make contributions of astronomic proportions to candidates, whether they're overt or clandestine. So they have a place at the table. Their voice is being heard.
So they're being used as a transitional method that a lot of these corporations, if you'll notice in their ads now, they will bring up these non-governmental organizations or these charities of sorts. They use that as a means to, I don't know if it's to park money or support in a way that is out of sight of the public in a way, you know, that they will, you know, sure, the Nature Conservancy sounds like this big, wonderful organization that's going to set land aside. Now, what I see that they're going to do is they're going to turn around and sell this off to the highest bidder, and that's one way to get the land out of the public's hands. The other one that I'm looking at is these land trusts. There's something, you know, something not right with these, because they're really, anytime you see them really pushing stuff, you really start to get you need to get your antenna up and going, why are they so pushing this so much? You know, I'm in insurance. Right now, they are pushing, oh my goodness, my mind just went blank on that one again, annuities like you can't believe. That's the one thing myself tells me, stay away from annuities. But, you know, where do the people go with their money? Well, ultimately, anytime there's any part of money that's parked anywhere, these guys have some kind of scam set aside to take the money from the public.
Yeah, and it's a time release thing. You know, you buy into these ideas of taking on these various retirement programs, and you start investing in it. But over the long term, folks, you're fighting this artificial inflation, and look at the inflation that's being created today. You're dealing with a third party. You've got your trust, if you will, in another hand. You have no control over those corporations. Look at how many financial houses have collapsed in just the last 24 months. These are bad places, but they're all the ways that we can control. And if we think about, you know, and it's tried, it's overused, you know, most people don't even understand it, but the Hegelian dialectic, the idea of thesis and antithesis, moving towards a synthesis or a predetermined outcome or a planned outcome, as you've been saying, you know, they do plan 3, 5, 10, 25, and 50, 100 years out on their directives. But if you
Some of them even centuries.
But you look at these two, this thesis and antithesis. On the one hand, you've got these nasty corporations, these transnationals. They're just so big. Who can ever deal with them? We've got to get rid of, you know, capitalism. We've got to redefine capitalism. So there's that argument. On the other hand, there's the antithesis, and it's the Nature Conservancy, and they're saying, oh, those poor polar bears swimming in the Arctic. And so you've got these two sides of it set up, but they're both moving towards the third, the synthesis, which is basically total control over the food, the land, and the air.
You know, and it does sound kind of so overwhelming, but I also meant to say millennia instead of centuries. But it does kind of start, you know, looking like it's overwhelming. But once you start looking at the big picture, you know, you start to see commonalities come through. And one of the things that takes place is the first thing that they also do with this is trying to accuse us of being conspiracy theorists is once the cat gets out of the bag and they start seeing that the truth gets out there, then they start overwhelming us with disinformation. So, but, you know, that doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thing either, because it makes us have to fine-tune our minds on how to spot and how to understand what is truth and what and seek it out and to verify it. And so, which is a great mental exercise in its own process, and that's what we need to be doing.
It's definitely a quest, and Truth Quest is the name of your broadcast, and so absolutely we need to be on the path for greater and greater truth, to be led into all truth and to be kept from error. One of these various erroneous ideas, as we've mentioned it briefly, haven't really talked about it, we'll cover it just in the last minute or so of this break, before the break. But there's this thing that has been around for a long time, the Houlihan Plan, which was an official state government document for executive branches of the California state government. And there are five major platforms. It's a collapse of the government's ability to provide needed services, and we see that happening in California today. A crisis of major magnitude, always the crisis theory. A catastrophe that has physical effects on the community. The corruption of legal officials and the high cost of government and the desire for high levels of services. Folks, this plan is a bit implemented. It's honest, it's at us, and we'll be back in three.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate control flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again, and of course the call-in number remains 866-841-1065. If there's something on your mind, feel free to call in. Do that for sure. Again, there's those 5 points. This collapse of government's ability to provide needed services, a crisis of major magnitude, the crisis management. Hillary Clinton said the other day, we never want to waste a good crisis, you know. A catastrophe that has physical effect on the community. All of this catastrophism, all of this stuff comes out of FEMA, the Hazard Mitigation Planning Program, etc. That opens the door to enhanced 911 and what a chain of tyranny comes after that. Also, the corruption of local government officials. This is the whole idea of public buy-in. You come in and these lobbyists and the NGOs come in and they schmooze with the local elected officials and they get them to buy in on this stuff and give them some stock shares for their portfolio. We see all kinds of corruption at the highest levels. You know, you've got people that are serving in the Treasury that are behind on their taxes and things like that, and it doesn't matter. You've got trillions and billions disappearing from every different source, and no, Ben Bernanke can't figure out where they went and so on. The high cost of government and the desire for a higher level of services. You know, every time you rob Peter to pay Paul, folks, we just go down this this horrible socialist spiral from which there's very little return. And the high cost of government, more and more, every day, more and more government services and more taxes, trillions and trillions being loaned into existence. All of this is brought forward by, of course, and this was laid out in the Houlihan plan, by the change agents. To make the people willing to surrender their constitutional form of government, I like to say their constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, and adopt this regional world government system. We talked about those various regions yesterday, Melody, when we had Vicky on, the APEC and things like that. So all of this then about the Hula, we need to be concerned about this Houlihan plan. And again, this is very old stuff. Old stuff. But we need to be concerned about this Houlihan plan. It's titled the Politics of Change and Local Government Reform, because the change agents are working all over the entire nation and around the world, but particularly in the United States, to subvert every facet of our American standards. So much of this stuff, Melody, it's for those of us that do the research and do the homework, and I so value your contributions to my knowledge bank, because you send me lots of these great articles and things. But as we go farther into this understanding, we realize that being complacent and being silent is no longer something that's going to be the answer. We need to become vocal, local, right where we are, take action. And for those of you that are out there that blog, do blog. And for those of you that are out there that have a voice and desire to get on radio, get on radio. And for those of you that don't, be a frequent caller. Call in and plague some of these mainstream talk radio hosts and raise issues, even if you have to come in like a kamikaze. Raise some of these issues, question some of this nonsense that's out there, and if you can get past their call screeners and their delay buttons and everything else, well, maybe you could get a solid word in edgewise. But Melody, you've got another article on this list of articles that you sent to me, and I know you want to talk about weather modification as well, but here, this article, this rising tide in North America, confronting the root causes of climate change. Maine activists target Portland law firm for a role in the commodifying Maine's groundwater. What was in this one, this Water for Life, not for profit? What was in this one that you wanted to share with the audience? Any?
Well, ultimately, it's just the fact that they are commodifying water. You know, again, you know, we've got these corporations, and it isn't just Nestle. There's a handful of water companies around the world that they're getting control of this water, and if they can create a way to transfer water out of these areas to where, you know, where they can make more money off of it, and that's going to be very probably in your resource, because any type of mining and that sort of thing is very, very huge in water hog, and they don't really care as much about agriculture because they're going into some other avenues with that, which is a whole nother story, but water is going to be shipped around the world, and in these places that have the populations out in the deserts and of the people with no money, they're giving them little packets to put in their water to flocculate it and then still drink it. Well, man, they won't tell you what's in that flocculant. That's the proprietary stuff, and yet it's being advertised and pushed by your UN organizations and that sort of thing, and it's this wonderful thing. Well, you know, I have a hard problem with that one. And so ultimately the good water is going to go to the sources that can afford it.
Well, it's another one of these forms of taxation, and if they can keep people broke, all of the various and sundry taxes, folks, right here in Southwest Missouri, we just had a little notice in the newspaper that we're going to have a major, it's like a several 100% increase in rural or residential water service. The cost of the water is going up. It's going to go up dramatically. We've seen nothing but increases in telephone service. We've seen increases in coming down the pike in automobile insurance, in health care insurance, and required, mandated, government-sponsored monopolies on the various insurance programs and stuff like that. So if they can keep you broke, then they can keep your head down. If they can keep your head down and your elbows pumping as you hoe those miles and miles of beans in the bean field, they can keep you in control. You don't have the time to think. You don't have the time to relax. You don't have the time to be an activist. You don't have the time to be outspoken. You get home at the end of the day, you're exhausted, and you're right there ready to take one of these Nestle products and drink it.
An example of that, of keeping them broke, is that the very chemicals that they're putting in the water for disinfecting is breaking down the infrastructure, because they're putting together chlorine and ammonia. I mean, right there is telling, and then throwing another toxin like your fluorides. All these things eat away at the metals and the infrastructure that's dispersing these. It's water, and so then what do? We have to take go into debt to replace them. And so this is another way to bring up the cost, to price the public out, and again go to the highest bidding. But it will be us paying for it, and the guys that are paying for it on the other end are going to wait until we go into debt, and then they will come in and take over after we're in debt.
That's right. Once you can break the bank of the small communities or the towns or the big cities or even an entire state like California, once you can break their bank, folks, then they go. They're going to go up on the little wire, I like to say. It's like a telephone wire out in the country. You drive along and you see all of the flock of birds sitting up on the wire, and they're all cheaping. But here we've got all of these state governors now, and they're all cheaping. They're going broke. And we've got all the county commissioners. They're going broke. And all across America, they're going broke. And they're looking to the federal government, this mommy state, the big teat in the sky. They're looking at the mommy state saying, feed us, we're starving. And it puts them right into the palm or the hand of control right there. In this particular article that you've got here, this main activist, is a very telling closing paragraph. It lets you know, folks, that this, again, this Hegelian dialectic, this thesis and antithesis, now the activists, the Bugs and Bunny groups, listen to what they say. With the coming climate catastrophe, all right, and then it's going to continue, and I'll read the rest of it. But here's an admission of understanding or acceptance of a coming climate catastrophe. With the coming climate catastrophe, water will become the most precious of all natural resources, quote, unquote, and it is likely that most future human conflicts will arise over water rights and dwindling water supplies. Now, you could take that line right out of the Green Cross Optimist and put it into this article, and it just simply shows you that as people become aware of this issue, people from both sides are starting to go, hey, wait a minute. But at the same time, Melody, part of our job, when I'm out working with people from the University Extension Councils or some of these other places where they've gotten indoctrinated in sustainable development and smart growth or the Well-Fed Neighbor Alliance or whatever, we've got these people out there that have been indoctrinated in the green specious science that we're going to have to lift up. But if we can get them to ask questions, if we can get them to question the paradigm that's been presented to them, then I think locally we can start to see some recovery.
Well, you know, like even if this geothermal project that they're fixing to put in here, which and big time, the one thing that I watched the presentation, it was the technology I was really quite disappointed in, because here I would figure that they would be putting in these great futuristic plans, and I'm looking at, is this all we're going to get out of it? Is this, I was really surprised that they didn't present to us that. But, you know, they have a tendency to set on the technologies and just divvy them out to us a little bit at a time.
Absolutely. And we've got a caller from Missouri. Let's bring up Sam from Missouri before the break. Sam, how are you doing this morning?
We're doing great, and hello, Melody. It's good to hear you on the broadcast. My comment here is this. One of the things I see going on here, there's so many directions I could go with this, but in keeping with what you guys are saying, I'll pick it up after the break.
Hold it right there, Sam. We'll be back with you on the other side and our very special guest, Melody Hallett. Hey there, folks. Back in.
heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. But using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from mortgagefraudexaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Hey folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
And we're back in our last and final segment of today's broadcast. Very stimulating discussion we've been having with Melody Hallett from TruthQuest. And we've got Sam from Missouri, alderman, radio host himself, webmaster, and a micro broadcaster. Sam, thank you so much for calling. I'm sorry to had to interrupt you there as we went into the break. Your thoughts, your comments?
Yeah, I was going to comment about this. You were making comment about the water rates going up out there, and at the same time all this is going on, they're doing everything they can to make us totally dependent upon whatever they want to dish out to us. A good case in point, I have a friend of mine that is a plumber, but one area where we disagree with is these international codes, and he was touting the Uniform Code Council's codes as opposed to the ICC. The only problem is they're still just as bad, and you still got some power-hungry people involved in wanting to push them to new draconian places. And one of the things he was telling me he had to admit the other day, and it proved our point, and that is there are some on the Code Council that want to go into these Amish communities and force them to tie onto the utility grid, whether they want to or not, including water, sewer, and electric. And I think we need to be taking a few lessons from them instead of us going in there and invading their territory.
Well, that's always the ignorance and the arrogance of the white boy. You know, it's one of our plagues that we carry with us. No matter where we go on the planet, we always believe that we know the best. But sometimes, especially when, as you have and as Melody has and as I have, when you read the Agenda 21, the Sustainable Development Program for the 21st Century, we notice the repetitive, like a mantra, where they want to reach in and get to the indigenous people and the women and the youth to advance these programs. You know, you sell people on washing machines and dishwashers and things like that. You get people to step up to the plate for consumptive water programs and things like that. And then it makes it very easy for them to jump right on board with public water supplies. And then, of course, once they do that, they lose their freedom and they start becoming part of the tax cycle that from that point forward, really, it's almost impossible to break away from. But your thoughts, Melody?
Well, you know, it still comes down to when I got into this is I wanted to find out what is the top of the pyramid and where is this all going. And the best way to get a clue is how well we're brainwashed into all this matter is to ask somebody, do we have too many people on the planet? And invariably they will answer this as yes, with no facts to back it up. And you start having to look into what is all this, you know, why are they all saying this? Well, this is where all of this is going, is if it's about control and it's about, you know, funneling all this, ability to control our ability to live and our ability to live in a reasonable manner, because what I see out of what's coming out of these leaders and that sort is not a good lifestyle, although they like to get us used to it, and then they pull back and make us miss it. And because there's many people in the world that they have never even experienced much of this, but then they go in, and this is where your economic hitmen go in and get them hooked on trying to have these water projects and all these things to put them into debt, because it's not about, you know, how much money, because this money is made up. These guys are in there for control. They want control of the resources, and they want us out of there. And they are using means like weather. I mean, when, you know, we started looking at this, and people laughed at us when we started saying, oh, there's something odd about how this weather is just parked along the Trans-Texas corridor, and it's just raining and raining and raining for a month at a time. And I'm going, are they controlling the weather? When we started digging into this, we found out, yeah, well, wouldn't a corporation, if they wanted to chase people out of the area, if they could afford to hire the weather to come in and force somebody to have to sell or get flooded out or droughted out, that would be a wonderful means to do that.
Well, Weather Verification Inc., a company here in the United States, was founded by a military pilot for what he was doing, basically keeping the Ho Chi Minh Trail flooded. Weather modification has been with us, and the technology has been with us for a long time, and it can be used for good and it can be used for evil. There's no doubt about it, but definitely when we think about the inequities, you know, they always talk about equality, equity, equity, economy, and the environment, the threes of sustainable development. This equity, when we go down and we look at Togo and Lesotho, my two favorite whipping posts in Africa, they're not being asked to come up to the level of a Wally and June Cleaver America, but unfortunately, Wally and June Cleaver America is being asked to go down to the level of the Togoans or the Brazilian peasants or something like that. So we've got some real inequity in this north-south, northern hemisphere, southern hemisphere antagonism over the use of resources. Sam?
Yeah, absolutely. And, the sad thing about this whole mess with what I was just telling you a while ago with this whole thing, the way they're trying to encapsulate everybody into this debt grid, and that is their proposal was in this whole thing that either force the Amish to tie onto utility systems or they pay a $10,000 fine per day each time they're off the grid. What if the Amish don't use currency, you know, hello, among other things? You know, what if they barter, you know, how are you going to? And the second part of it is that I think it's high time when you see what society has wrought with the kind of behavior of the children in our society today and the behavior of a lot of people in our society for today. I think it's the other way around. I think what we need to be doing is paying attention to those people that are outside the system. That's all I got, guys. Take care.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Sam. Appreciate the call. This is so much to all of this, Melody. It's enough to make your head spin. But when you've got somebody like Nestle who's out there with their foundations and they're supporting this Agenda 21 and Agenda 21-driven sustainable development, the next article that you sent to me was just a real head-turner, because it says call for Nestle to be expelled from the UN Global Compact. So I guess, you know, it's six of one and half a dozen of the other.
But you know they're at the table there. They're in there making policy and that sort of thing. And one other thing that I did want to kind of hit on, too, is on recycled water. Because this is, you're going to start seeing this more and more. And I sent you an article also on the Sip of Conflict, where they have this exhibit going around the country where they have a drinking fountain over a toilet bowl. And what I think they're doing is conditioning us to the fact that they are starting to incorporate on purpose, not just because of the fact that they're not filtering the water well enough, because a lot of the water that we're drinking is not really potable in the terms that, you know, there's a lot of things in there that people, if they knew was in there, they might not, they might put a lot more pressure on the process of and the filtration that's not taking place in our municipal water systems.
Well, I agree completely, and I have diligently used and have used for years a big Berkey filter to filter all of my water that goes into the table use and things like that. But again, and it ties back to the earlier where we were talking about L'Oreal and this body shop and whatnot. We fail sometimes to realize that our skin is the largest organ in our body, and so even using water filtration systems to filter the water for your drinking water and things like that, and for cooking, we still need to understand that when you take a shower in this stuff, folks, when you gasify yourself in the bathroom, when you're smearing things and lotions all over your body, it all goes towards the same end. And if we're not the ones that are actually putting the chemicals in the water, then of course we don't have any control over what kind of side effects and downside. And this, you mentioned the 72-hour process. 72 hours is not long enough to figure out what the deleterious effect of having mercury in your fillings, these mercury amalgam fillings, or having this ammonia chlorine soup in your water system, if it's caustic enough to erode the water treatment plants and the sewage treatment plants and the outlets of that, then it's caustic enough to do damage to us. So these are all things that are important. Now, one of the other sidebars to that story, you sent me earlier an article where there's a think tank that's right now in the process of figuring out how to separate the urea and the hydrogen out of urine to be able to just run our automobiles on pee. But again, it's the same kind of specious nonsense, where in this article they were talking about how farm animals were such a horrific polluter on the planet. They go around, you know, and they just urinate on things. Well, maybe, and they're talking about using this as a fuel source. Well, all I have to say is, yeah, that's true. Cattle do and horses do drink a lot of water in a day, and eventually, after they've eaten a couple of 100 pounds of grass, they'll lie down and cogitate and modulate and masticate it all, and then they'll stand up and pee, and yes, indeed, a cow will pee on a flat rock. But are you going to run around behind the cow with a bucket and pick it up? Well, that's about as crazy as I know how to end the broadcast. Thanks, Melody. We'll see you.
Oh, thank you.
And we'll be back again next week on Monday. Everybody have a great weekend. Till then, bye-bye.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Hey, folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette, or e-cigarette, is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and creates a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great products that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
As America limps on its lost legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.